Guten Morgen. Ich habe gute und schlechte Nachrichten. I am your DJ Nicola. And this is the Psycho Jello Labor Day Show.
And I am Mr. Zero. Guten Morgen.
I hear something saying. The sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my, 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 my. My work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my, 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 my work is so hard. Oh.
Opening our show, the number two hit from July of 1960, Chain Gang by Sam Cooke. He was born in January of 1931 in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul since 2018. Mr. Zero, did you know that the Beatles played in Hamburg, Germany extensively at the Kaiserkeller from August to November 1960 and again in 1961? And then they played at the Star Club in April 1962. Coming up, the number one hit from July 1964, A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, formed in 1960 in Liverpool, England.
It's been a hard dog.
That was the number four hit from October of 1965, 5 o'clock World by The Vogues. They were formed in 1963 in Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania. They released 8 LPs with 28 singles. At one time, that was the theme song to The Drew Carey Show, Drew being one of my favorite comedians. So why did I bring DJ Nicola on the show today? Well, I have heard that Germans love to work.
Well, Mr. Zero, you are right. Germans do work hard and play hard. But let me tell you something. I think Americans work a lot more than Germans do. We are known for planning annual summer vacations that are at least 2 or 3 weeks long, besides other small getaways over long weekends. Are Americans even able to do that? Oh, and we don't answer emails via phone when we say we are on vacation. Germans are off the grid, and your colleagues better prepare for it. Different countries, different values and cultures. One sacrifice I had to do when moving to the States a long time ago.
Up next, the number five hit from July of 1966, Working in the Coal Mine by Lee Dorsey. He was born in December of 1924 in New Orleans, Louisiana. He passed away in December of 1980. He released 7 LPs and a whopping 40 singles.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to tip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
'Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
'Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired.
That was the number two hit from December 1973, Taking Care of Business by Bergman Turner Overdrive, formed in 1973 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And Mr. Zero, did you know they evolved from the Guess Who?
I saw them in August of 78 in Sioux City, Iowa. Later on, I saw Randy Bachman himself in July of 1995 in Bloomington, Minnesota. So tell me, DJ Nicola, what did you want to be when you grew up behind the Iron Curtain?
Growing up in East Germany and not really being able to explore other countries, my dream was to be a flight attendant and travel around while working. Ultimately, I made it to be a tour bus attendant, taking seniors to the wellness spas in Hungary many moons ago. Still like to travel today, but maybe not as a flight attendant anymore. Mr. Zero, what did you want to be when you were growing up in Iowa?
Well, I have to tell you, when I was a toddler, I saw the Monkees on TV and I wanted to be a singer-drummer like Mickey Dolenz, whom I've met. Then I saw Planet of the Apes and I wanted to be an astronaut like George Taylor, portrayed by Charlton Heston, who I've met. But then I realized I was not going to get into outer space because I wore glasses. So I then decided I wanted to be an all-star wrestler like my idol, the Spoiler. But then it dawned on me I'm not going to be 6 foot tall and 275 pounds. Then my neighbor, Jimmy Smith, introduced me to Kiss. And I saw that they had a spaceman that played guitar. And I knew that was for me. But then I wasn't going anywhere in the music biz. So I ended up working in record stores for almost 40 years. And now I have Mr. Zero's since 2009.
If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Check us out on Facebook under Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. If you want to learn more about these artists, go to RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zero's. Mr. Zero, I think this is my favorite of the show. From March 1974, Working Man by Rush, formed in 1968 in Toronto, Canada.
I'm
That was the number 21 hit from September of 1978, Blue Collar Man by Styx. They were formed in 1972 in Chicago, Illinois.
Mr. Zero, how many times have you seen this next band?
I've seen Styx twice, August of 2000 in St. Paul and September of 2001 in Shakopee. I later on met Dennis DeYoung, their keyboard player and lead vocalist, in July of 2005 in St. Paul. I have an interesting story about Styx. When Mr. Zero's opened in 2009, a few months later, a man walks in, all dressed up in business attire. He looks at me and he says, "I got a question for you. Is that band The Styx? Are they a popular band?" And I said, "Well, yeah, they were voted the number one band in the world in 1977. And he goes, "You know, that's Denny DeYoung's band, right?" And I go, "Well, he goes by Dennis, but yeah, I suppose." I responded, "Why do you ask?" He said, "Well, I was Denny's locker partner in Mendel High School in Rosedale, Illinois, class of 1964. And I said, "You were Dennis DeYoung's locker partner?" And he goes, "Yeah, for 3 years. I said, "Well, what was he like?" And he goes, "I had no idea he even played music until he got together with those twin brothers." I said, "Tom and John Panazzo?" He goes, yeah, that's them. He said, "I saw their first gig in our church basement." I said, "No kidding." I said, "Did he ever go back to any of the high school reunions?" He goes, "Nah." And I said, "Well, he did pretty well for himself." And he goes, "Well, I did too." I said, "Yeah, what do you do?" And he said, "Well, I work for the Billy Graham Ministries. Not too shabby." He came back in a year later and I recognized him and I asked him how he was doing and he was shocked. I said, "Well, it's not every day you meet a rock star's locker partner."
The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage videos and games, and movies too, since 2009, where nerd is the word. Up next, from 1980, Keep On Working, by Pete Townshend, born in May 1945 in Middlesex, England. He was with The Who.
I was digging in the yard today when a letter came from Southampton Way. Keep on working, keep on working. I must admit I was a bit in the red, but if you never have the pleasure, then you could be dead. Keep on working. Keep on working, keep on working, keep on working. But there's one thing they can't take away. Hear the sea sing, I see a smiling face. I think we're okay, but we all could be mad. Well, that's what they say, we just can't all be bad. I got something now to think about. Work all day, but not to pay it out. Keep on working, keep on working. Don't care if they say we are a dying race. I'd rather be here than any other place. Keep on working, keep on working, keep on working, keep on working. And there's another world they can't ever touch. Just need a boy and girl, and it don't cost you much. And if your luck is in, you might have kids to play to make you laugh and sing when you're old and gray.
Keep on working, keep on working, keep on working, keep on working.
Working.
our hometown hero from October of 1981, Let's Work by Prince Rogers Nelson. He was born in June of 1958 in Minneapolis and went to Central High. He passed away in April of 2016. I remember it well. I wrote an article on him for RoseVillePatch.com. DJ Nicola, it sounds like our show has come to an end. So taking us out is the number 63 hit from December of 1982, Bang on the Drum by Todd Rundgren. He was born on the 22nd of June in 1948 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I met him in November of 2014 in Minneapolis. Strangely enough, his godson came in a few months later in March and was asking for the band Jellyfish on vinyl. I looked at him and said, come on, dude, get real. I then said, however, if you like Jellyfish, check out Red Cross. He was looking at some Todd Rundgren records and I said, I met Todd just a few months ago. And he said, yeah? What was he like? And I said, he was a great guy. I said, have you ever met Todd? And he laughed and he goes, yeah, Todd's my godfather. He emailed me the next day from Milwaukee and told me how much he loved Red Cross. I am Mr. Zero. This is my guest, DJ Nicola.
Das war's für heute. Ich bin DJ Nicola. Bis zum nächsten Mal, wenn ihr uns in den Sternen hören könnt.